Love those brilliant yellow blooms.
Evergreen, ever blooming.
Screaming yellow, so bright you can see them from 10,000 feet up.
Summer sun only makes them more beautiful.
They're blossoms of golden sunshine.
Drought tolerant, too.
Sunshine Ligustrum.
No wonder they buy so many.
People love them.
Just one example of what's waiting for you.
And everything to keep them beautiful.
Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Alive in living color.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Greetings, gardeners. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros, and I am here with Anita Nelson. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. And Anita, we have got Gary on the line to talk with you. Good morning, Gary.
How are y'all?
Good.
Quick question. I bought some plants off my local growers this spring, a couple of hibiscus, and one also bought a Confederate rose. Can y'all tell me anything about that Confederate rose? I know it only blooms one time a year, supposedly in the fall. And also another question, can I transplant that thing this winter? Because it's really not fitting in well with the other plants, and it looked like a big old weed. So
the Confederate rose does?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you've got it in the ground?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Anita, what should he be doing on this hibiscus and the Confederate rose?
Confederate rose is a big plant. So, yeah, you can go ahead and transplant it. And I've never had much luck growing it, so I'm really impressed. it is a member of the it's like a perennial hibiscus-type plant.
Okay.
And
neat.
That's all I know about it. I've never been able to grow it because I've tried it, because it's shrubby and tree-like, and it is from this area. It's a classic southern garden plant.
Nice.
So
you thinking of putting it into a pot?
No. It's so much, it has grown so fast.
Wow.
And it's so much bigger than the other ones. I mean, this thing, I bought it was pretty small, and at the trunk of it is probably, man, the trunk of it's probably an inch and a half.
Amazing.
You know, in diameter now. This thing is like 5 feet tall.
Okay. I wonder if you have a Confederate rose. It's supposed to bloom throughout the summer, not just once in the fall.
Really?
Do you think you could send a picture to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a Confederate rose because we got it off our local master growers, you know, they have the show and everything like that, and they stopped it. Yeah, I can send you a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'd be some kind of tree or something.
Well, it is tree. It can be tree-like. So
okay.
It's growing in a spot that it is really happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you want to move it because you don't think it has enough room?
I think it's going to crowd everything else out.
Oh, everything else out. Okay, so do you have a place?
It's already,
I remember.
So big that it's... Mm-hmm. Shading things out, you know what I'm talking
about.
Oh,
wow!
Yeah.
Do you have a place in mind? I mean, you have got a place where you can move it so it can just go for it.
I've got an acre and a half. I live out in the country, and I can find a place for it. But yeah, I can find a place for it. I'll send a picture into y'all and make sure that
go to the
right thing anyway.
HomeshowGardenPros.com, and then there's an Ask a Pro button. Send us a picture of it.
Yeah,
will do.
All right. Well, thanks very much. Now, you asked about the hibiscus. Is there anything he should be doing with his hibiscus right now? Is it in the ground or in a pot?
They're in the ground.
Okay.
They're in the same bed as that Confederate rose. So.
All right. Anything in the fall that we need to do to our hibiscus?
They should be fine. And once he gets that Confederate
out of the way,
they'll grow better because they'll get more sun.
Yeah, because they do like the sun.
Yes.
Yeah, so if it's getting shaded out.
Uh-huh.
Well, great. Well, send us a picture of that Confederate rose.
Will do. Thanks.
Thank you. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. And give us a call and talk with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens at 281-833-3333. There are lots of opportunities and topics during this second spring. We'll return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Sandy, and I am here with our Home Show Garden Pro expert, Anita Nelson, from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And we had one call, Anita, about water gardens, ponds.
We did.
Which is so fun because yes. That is a sort of a subspecialty. Not sort of. It is a subspecialty of yours. You're an expert in all things green and growing, but ponds and gardens is where you started, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have expanded to a beautiful, large nursery and landscaping that Peter does and his whole crew.
Yes.
So if I was wanting a pond in my backyard, it seems like a big project. So can I start small, or are there different options on, you know, maintenance on the ponds, and how do I get started? How do I do that?
You don't start small.
Oh, okay.
It's much harder to maintain a small pond than it is a big pond.
That's so great to know.
Yes. So you start anything about 10 to 12 feet
okay.
diameter, so to speak, or size pond, and bigger is better.
Okay.
And it also, a small pond's just like, you could trip over it. It's flat. It's in the ground.
Yeah.
You don't see it. The bigger, the more you're going to see it.
Right. And then I guess the natural ecology of it is going to work together.
It'll work much better.
Okay. Yes. We have got Norm on the line who wants to talk to you, Anita. Good morning, Norm.
Hi, Anita. I'm sitting in my truck listening to you guys on the radio. And the young lady that called in about her patients are impatient in her garden and stuff. And I'm an old country boy that moved to the city, regret it. But
aww.
At any rate, a lot of people, I'm living in the city, but I have fortunate enough to have a house with a huge backyard. So to take up half of the space so I don't have to mow it all the time, I've got a raised bed garden.
Fun.
And I produce so many cucumbers, it was ridiculous. My eggplants came in, my cucumbers, my okra, my asparagus has gone wild. I just have a plethora of different vegetables. Now, the thing that she was talking about, zucchini, a lot of people got to get in that mindset of when to plant the proper plant. You have a spring plant and you have a fall plant. A lot of people, I like this vegetable. Let me plant it during the spring.
Right.
Where it doesn't do well because it's too hot. And
right.
vice versa, if you're trying to plant a fall plant in the spring, it's not going to produce. So they got to look at and do a little bit research as to what they want to plant. Like right now, we're going into the fall. Good things to plant is your lettuce, your spinach, your broccoli, your kale. Those type of things would thrive in the cooler temperatures. And that's what she's got to look at, and she'll have a productive garden and then take notes from that point on. Another thing that I do is any type of beans or legumes that are vining, I just reiterate those back into the garden because they fixate the nitrogen back into the soil.
Yeah.
And that would help produce a better thriving soil for her plants. So
Norm,
a lot of times they just have. Yes.
No. I'm just saying, Norm, you want to come on the show with us? You know?
Yeah, you're so knowledgeable.
No, you guys doing good. And the guy that wanted to know about the rose bush, my grandma had one, and it does get, you know, pretty vibrant, and it doesn't bloom just in the fall. If you give it the proper care and trim out the dead branches and stuff, it would produce plants. His thing is, he's got it in the area where it's kind of overcrowding.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
It doesn't play well with other plants. It doesn't play well with other plants. It's like, hey, this is me, because the other plants are taking away nutrients that tree will need.
Uh-huh. So they're fighting over territory, huh?
That's exactly. And my grandma, you know, growing up in Mahale, in the little town up there, she would get out there and trim away the other plants from that, and then she would always have roses on that bush. It
How
doesn't play
fun.
Well.
Well, thanks for that input. And,
yes.
And you know what? And if folks are listening to us, I'm hoping that they're learning like I am, or I have been over the last years, about the veggies. About the veggies. You know,
yes.
I mean, learning what season are the right veggies. And that's why listening to Home Show Garden Pros is great, or visiting our Home Show Garden Pros, because they're not going to sell you something that's not the season for it, whether it's a veggie or a plant. So it's important for people to, you know, go to the right places and have a little bit of knowledge, and don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of people are afraid to ask, hey, what can I plant right now, for fear of being looked at, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, and, you know, here's such and such. But that's not the case.
Right.
French vegetables are 100%, you know, organic, you know, on that. I don't spray any type of commercial product on it. I make my own.
Right.
I make my own, and I don't have any problem with bugs or anything. And my cucumbers, I've got probably 300 during the summer. I made about 40, 50 jars of various pickles, because I got tired of picking them.
I am jealous about the cucumbers. Because I've had trouble with my cucumbers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I compost and I mix that in, and the vine, portion of the vine has started to die. And I said, well, good, I'm going to plant something else there. But guess what? They got flowers and blooms on them.
Yeah.
They're producing cucumbers still.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
well, that is so fun. Thank you for calling us.
You got a baby, your plants.
You do.
You guys keep up the great, because we got a lot of people that are getting into gardening, and they need the information that you guys provide. And I thank you very much, Anita.
Thank you. Well, and it's have a good weekend. It's a community, Anita. It's great. You know, we're all kind of giving and taking and learning as we go, and that's okay. It's part of it. That's what makes it fun and challenging. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will take your calls after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All is here. It's official. Hey, this is Sherry with Plants for All Seasons. The weather is starting to turn around. We have shorter days, and it's time to prepare your gardens for fall veggies and fall flowers. All the right veggies are stocked on the table and ready for you to plant. Plus, we have a huge selection of seeds. But most importantly, get your beds prepped and ready with high-quality compost and organic fertilizers. Grab some of our freshly brewed compost tea. This will really benefit your plants and your soil to have beautiful, vibrant veggies and flowers. With the shorter days and the increased rainfall, be on the lookout for lawn fungus and make sure you treat it appropriately. If there's an area in your yard that always gets brown patch, let's compost top dress and hit it with some compost tea. This will help fight it off before it gets out of control. As soon as we cool off, our beloved pansies will start arriving. Make sure and plant them once we've cooled down so they won't stretch. Come visit us at Plants for All Seasons. We're easy to get to at 21328 Highway 249, just right off the feeder road. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Good morning, everyone. And Anita, this is a community. I love the calls that we get. We get questions and comments, concerns, but we also get input. And you can, our Home Show Garden Pros get to bounce off that input, and it's like a little science experiment. So we're always getting new information to share with you, and it's just, it's a fun hobby. And for some people, it's not a hobby. For our Home Show Garden Pros, it's a living.
Yes.
So what did you tell me at the break that we need to watch out for?
Brown patch. It's going to be, well, Sherry, who is our soil expert on our show,
yes,
says it's going to be a bad year for brown patch.
Okay. Sherry from Plants for All Season,
yes,
sent Anita a message, mm-hmm, and saying, hey, remember, brown patch season. And what the Home Show Garden Pros recommend is...
brown patch.
Brown patch. Now, we're not, yes, telling you to add brown patch. We're saying that MicroLife makes a product called
brown patch.
Brown patch. And it's a granule. Comes in a great big bag. It's easy to spread.
Well, it comes in small containers, too.
Oh, yeah, it does. Okay, yes, if you have a, uh-huh, small area. Well, yeah, I always have to get the big bag.
yes, and I have it in my car right now, so
well,
I can give you some.
I need to come and get some, because,
yes,
when I return from my weekend trip, that is top of my list. I was supposed to do it last week, and I just, time ran out.
Yes.
So MicroLife makes it. You can get it at all of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. We have them north, south, east, and west. Go on homeshowgardenpro.com, and you can find the locations of where they are. It's MicroLife, and it's called Brown Patch.
Yes.
And it is a fertilizer that's not going to burn your grass. It's healthy for your grass. It's all organic. We need to get that down now, even if people don't see evidence of the bad brown patch in their lawn. Right, Anita?
Even if you aren't going to get brown patch, it doesn't matter. It's going to fertilize your lawn at the same time.
Okay.
So it's like taking vitamins when you're not sick.
Right. It's, mm-hmm, got that little bit of preventative, but it's,
yes,
also got the fertilizer in,
yes,
there. And the MicroLife is not going to burn your grass. Get that MicroLife down in there. And I know you hate it when I say feed.
I don't hate it.
Well, you dislike it when I say feed.
No,
but
I
it will
think,
feed your,
yes,
it will,
yes,
nurture.
It'll feed the fungus.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll feed the good fungus and, mm-hmm, good bacteria, and it'll nurture what does need to be healthy down,
yes,
there. So MicroLife Brown Patch, this is the time to do it. September is very important. Let's get ahead of it.
You've got nothing to lose,
right,
by putting Brown Patch on your lawn.
Right, right. So that's on my to-do list, mm-hmm, when I return. And Anita, we've got David on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning. I live in College Station, and I've got some St. Augustine. My house is only 2 years old, and I've done the MicroLife since day one. But in the front, I've got some brown, I'd say it's probably just 3 foot by 6 foot brown, and I don't know if it's brown patch. It's kind of dead looking. So I was going to put down the brown patch. But I've heard y'all talk about compost or something on top. So I'm trying to figure out what to do.
College Station always makes me think of a professor I knew there who said, okay, it's summer. We're not going to get any rain unless a hurricane comes to Houston, Texas. So, you know, that... you don't get as much rain as we do, and compost would be essential to develop a lawn that has deep, deep roots, and so you don't have to water it as frequently. So absolutely, yes, I would put down compost twice a year.
Twice a year. Leaf mold, mm-hmm, compost, Nature's,
yes,
Way has the best.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a great product. Leaf mold.
It's leaf mold compost?
Leaf mold, as in... black
leaf
mold.
Yes. Okay.
Leaf mold compost, mm-hmm, Nature's Way resources. And they sell them at all the Home Show Garden Pros, but I know I've seen it in other locations too.
Mm-hmm. I used to get my MicroLife at Producers Co-op, so I guess I can ask them if they have it.
They might have leaf mold compost there. So check and see. I know Nature's Way is north, so I'm trying to think, you'd have to go east and north. to Nature's Rare Resources up on 45. They're between Woodlands and Conroe. But he's got it in lots of locations. Mm-hmm. So Nature's Way, and it's leaf mold compost. So that combined with your microlife, Anita is saying that that should really get your roots going. Now, if he's got brown areas, Anita, should he go ahead and do microlife brown patch?
Yes, and is it a circular
brown?
No, it's not. It's just like a random little square triangle area.
What does Sherry say about how you can tell the difference between brown patch and other problems? Darn it, I'm having a brain freeze right now.
I'm sorry, I don't know. But I do know that you have all said that it's not going to hurt if he puts the brown patch on there now, because it's still going to have the nutrients in there that the other MicroLife products have.
Yeah.
And it's just more specialized, you know, to make sure it's feeding the right fungus and bacteria to prevent your brown patch.
So could it be chinch bugs? Have you done the chinch bug test?
Have you dug down there?
No, I have not. I mean, it doesn't look like it's been spreading. I've had chinch bugs before.
Okay. Yeah, chinch bugs
usually look like it's spreading.
Yeah, it could be. Well, we can treat it with brown patch. And besides the cooler weather, the rains are coming, that and you have St. Augustine, it's going to fill in that spot anyway, especially if you use the brown patch.
And then add that leaf mold compost. You can do the leaf mold compost twice a year until your lawn really gets those deep roots that it can...
Okay. And on the compost, do you put that out with a spreader? How much?
Both. You can do it by a spreader. You have to get the fine one. He has a fine one and a coarser one. Or you can just spread it by hand. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it feels really great. You can tell that it's got great nutrients in it. I mean, you can just feel the difference.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call. And hello, College Station. This is Sandy, and I'm here with Sherry, who is our Home Show Garden Pro expert today from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. As they say, you can find us. We are going to return. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we get back, we'll talk with Mike.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and I hope you're having a great cup of coffee or tea and looking outside. What is on your schedule today? What are we going to do in the backyard? Well, I know I am going to get some brown patch purchased and taken care of for sure. The front and the back, I need to get that done. So, Anita, we have got Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. I'm doing fine. I hope you're doing well. I appreciate you taking my call. My question is, one thing I can't believe is how easily or quickly soil can get composted here in the Houston area. And in the last 12 months, I've applied the compost topsoil twice at six-month intervals, and doesn't seem to be doing any good, but based on what I heard you say a few minutes ago, I guess it may be something that has to be done I was going to give up, in other words, but I guess I shouldn't. I guess I should just apply it again to try to loosen up the soil for the St. Augustine grass.
No giving up, okay? No,
yes.
That's what we're here. Okay, so you're doing the leaf mold compost, right?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm not sure what kind of compost I put on there. I didn't go to the place Nature's Way, so I guess maybe I need to go up
All
there.
Right.
How thick a layer of this stuff should you be putting on? I think I've been putting on about a quarter to 3/8 of an inch layer. Is that enough?
That's exactly right. But the Nature's Way, where do you live?
I live in the Heights.
Okay, you don't have to drive all the way to Nature's Way.
No.
You can go to a Home Show Garden Pro Garden Center and get your compost there.
Yeah, you know, you heard of a place, Buchanan's?
Yeah, Buchanan's carries it,
yep,
so you
they
can
do.
Get it there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They sure
right.
do.
Yes.
Yeah, you can go there. Now, from what I understand, I'm learning, Mike, with you at the same time, because we have our Home Show Garden Pros come on, and I'm just sort of taking your calls, and they're answering the questions. But what I've also learned about the compacted soil is it's not just that I need to do my twice-a-year leaf mold compost, but for compacted soil, I think it was Peter Nelson who told me to use MicroLife Humates Plus. Is that correct, Anita?
That's exactly what I was thinking when he was saying he wasn't getting results, that he needed to put on some Humates Plus, which you can get.
Do you put that stuff on before you put the compost?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And you can get it. You can get it again if you can.
I was going to ask you, after you put the compost on, are you supposed to water it?
Well, yes, you can water it in. I would.
Yeah. Especially, if you put the humates on there. You want the humates to get down. Because when I was schooled or taught or told to use the Humates Plus, it's MicroLife Humates Plus, and I believe it's the purple bag. But I know when you go to the nursery, they'll be able to guide you, because they also have that at Buchanan. So you can get the leaf mold compost and the MicroLife Humates Plus.
But I will say, I hesitated when you said water it, because it's really best to put it when you know the rain's coming. That's the best. Because city water is full of things that kill the good stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I don't use that city water for anything except to washing dishes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's tough. But what the Humates Plus does, from what Peter explained to me, Nita, correct me if I'm wrong, I had it in an area where the city had just dug up a leak and fixed the leak, and then it looked like clay. I mean, it almost looked like cement. It was clay. So hard. And he said, put the Humates Plus down, Sandy, before you get the sod on there, so that the Humates Plus can help break up that compaction. So maybe that's what he's running into, Anita, is that the compaction might be his issue.
Exactly. That's why I thought. As soon as he said he wasn't getting results, I thought, well, I wonder if that soil's really compacted.
Uh-huh.
Well, how about getting the lawn aerated? Does that help?
The Humates Plus does it for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, naturally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So I can just sit there
too.
And watch it do the work.
Yes. There you go.
It's
Yeah. Well, I hope that helps.
I appreciate the advice.
All right. Well, good luck on that. I'm sure you'll have success. Thank you.
Yes. Clay is like plates stacked up on each other.
Oh.
And the Humates Plus breaks up
that clay.
That profile that it makes.
You're right, because when I would try and dig down in there, it was like plates of clay in there. Amazing.
So, yeah. The clay is the most fertile form of soil there is. But it also holds the least amount of oxygen. And so once you break it up, it's super fertile and does really, really well for your plants.
And that's why the Humates Plus helps break it up.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we are in the sport of gardening. We have got some great questions, and thank you so much, Anita, for being here. We are going to return after this with your questions and your calls.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is John Ferguson, Nature's Way Resources. Want everybody to come into the nursery, because fall is the time for planting, especially for our fruit trees and citrus. And we have orders arriving daily, got a full selection, everything from avocados to grapefruits. So come in and get it. We also have a lot of the annual fall color coming in. In addition, we've put in a new rack due to customer requests. We found a supplier, Heirloom non-GMO organic seeds that are not treated with pesticides. So when they germinate, they don't poison our pollinators like our bees and butterflies. Additionally, this past summer, we've been working on expanding the nursery. We've added more shade cloth, working on drainage, and just added doing some testing, some new technology, a digester for food waste to water your plants with. And also this time of year, it's always great to top dress your lawn with compost. It's one of the best ways to prevent fungal diseases like brown patch. And at the same time, get a little remineralizer and add those trace and micronutrients back to your soil. So come see us at Nature's Way Resources. Nature's Way Resources, we're located just off the intersection of I-45 and FM-1488. Go west one block over the rail track, make a right, and you run into us. We're hard to miss. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. So come visit us and enjoy the grounds. And now back to Sandy and Anita.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Sorry, Will. I think I hollered in his ear. He gave me the sign, and I jumped right on it. So we are here at Home Show Garden Pros, and the phone number is 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We are having a great morning, wonderful callers, and we have got Michael on the line. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
So I have three questions.
Okay.
I'm out in Montgomery. I got a couple acres, and I am obsessed with pollinators now.
Yay! Good for you.
I got some butterfly weed for Mother's Day, and I know it's probably more like tropical milkweed. I think if I understand it correctly,
mm-hmm.
We had a couple of rounds of monarchs that actually came and I didn't get to see them actually come out, but we saw them, you know, after they came out flapping their wings. So I'm totally obsessed with it. So the question I have is, one, can I start planting bushes now, or should I wait a little bit? Because I don't have anything right now. Like it's a new house, 2 years, didn't really do anything. I planted a couple of things. I mean the milk.
Uh oh,
Michael.
The wildflower.org, and I've. Like, I'm going to get, like, you know, flaming acanthus and the, you know, primrose and the mimosas. And I got all the lists of plants that I want to get. It's just a matter of when does it make the most sense to plant these. Okay.
Absolutely. Plant all the woody shrubs and trees that you're talking about, except mimosa. You're not allowed to plant mimosa anymore. It's considered a noxious weed here in Texas.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes.
That's unfortunate because I guess they smell really good.
Well, they unfortunately reseed like the tallow do. So
I'll take that off my list.
You won't even be able to find it at a nursery. So,
Okay. Well, then there you go. Okay.
I would also plant fennel because it's a perennial herb and it is the host plant for the swallowtail.
Yeah. That's on my list.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's okay. So I've kind of three. Okay, so I've a fruit tree question, more just about, so I have a couple of pecan trees, I have a lemon, a tangerine, I have a nectarine in a pot that I'm going to put in the fall. And then my other question was, like, do plum trees do okay? This is, like, kind of in the way back. I'm not going to be, you know, manicuring it. It's going to be kind of, you know, I'll go look at it once a week or once every couple of weeks to make sure to water it, but I'm not going to be, you know, it's not going to be visibly, you know, something that I can see every day.
So are you asking if you should plant the fruit trees now, or do you already have them planted?
No. Okay, let's back up. So the bushes, that sounds like I can do that now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The trees now, for sure. Yeah, absolutely the trees.
Okay, I can do the trees too. Okay, cool. Okay, mm-hmm. I usually waited, I thought, until later in the fall. Okay, then the other question is, I do have an area that's kind of wild that I've been mowing, and I'm going to mow part of it because the deer like it. I like seeing the deer run around. But I have a whole bunch. I've already started to collect some seeds. I'm actually really glad to hear that Nature's Way has some seeds. I got to go check out what they have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have, like, you know, bluebonnet, because we have no flowers out there at all. Yeah. It's all just grass and, you know, big weeds and all that. My question is, how is the best way to get flowers started?
Bluebonnets is definitely you need to put out now because they have to go through a cold season to break the hard coating of the seed down so they can germinate.
Nature's Way, John was just talking about some mm-hmm. seeds that he had gotten in the wildflower seeds, so he's got a lot of that up there.
Perfect. So the question mm-hmm. I have, though, so, you know, like the weeds, if I usually can't get out there because I got some drainage issues getting all to the way back. And it's, I can't get out there till May. And usually the weeds are, like, you know, 3 feet tall then or taller. The question is, do I, like, mow all that stuff down as far as I can go and then put the seed out?
For the wildflowers.
For the wildflowers.
Hmm.
There's a company called Wild Seed out in wine country.
Okay.
You know, and that from Austin to
Fredericksburg?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would call them and ask them how to get that meadow that you have that's full of weeds prepped for to get wild seeds growing, wildflowers okay. growing in there is
Are
what I would do.
Were you going to go by Nature's Way Resources to get any of these?
Yeah, at some point. I mean, I've already bought some seeds.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I have some, not a lot. I just wanted to try and see. You know, yeah. I don't know anything about it, so
no,
I was just
that's fun.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, you know, like I said, I got bluebonnet. I got some parsley, or Prairie Ridge parsley, or what's the other one? The partridge pea or whatever. So I try to get a whole different list of host plants and mm-hmm. or nectar plants and make yeah. sure that they're either one or the other.
Yeah.
I couldn't find fennel. I'm hoping that's stuff maybe that Nature's Way has, because I know that's another one that I hear is a great just kind of feeder plant for a
it
lot
is.
Of the,
we
a
don't.
Lot of the,
we always have trouble getting it in, and when we get it in, it sells out really quick.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
one sure. nice thing about fennel is it comes back year after year after year after
nice.
Year after year, so it's a really good herb.
Nice. Now, I think one of a common thread in some of your topics has been when to plant, and Anita says now.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. We
okay.
talk about this is sort of like your second spring. It's such
but
a great opportunity.
But if it's in that area that you can't get water to,
mm.
You know, the weather says we're going to have hot, dry for the next week.
So,
I'd wait.
No. I can get water to it.
Okay.
I just don't go out there every day. I actually have a hose that I've put out there because I again, last year I planted my pecan trees, and I wanted to make sure they grew. And same thing with my pear tree. I was really excited. I got a couple of little pears off my pear tree this year. And then my pecans, I know they're late bloomers, right? Or not late, but they don't give pecans until later in the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping I get something off of those. It was more just, I can get, like, I mean, I have a hose that I can kind of get to all the places.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just I don't see it. It was more that I don't see it. So, you know, I wanted to make sure whatever I plant is fairly hardy.
Right. Well, you're not going to have to pamper.
Really
yeah.
good to
yeah.
plant now because that gives those plants.
Okay.
Plants and trees. Shrubs, plants, and trees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right now is a good time.
I'll ask one other question. Apple trees. When I went to one of the nurseries, and I forget which one it was, they had mentioned that apples don't do so well in Houston because we don't get enough chill hours, and that's actually why they directed me to a pear tree instead. Are there apple trees that will actually do okay in
yes.
Houston?
Yes, there are. Yeah.
Anna?
Okay.
Anna. Is it the Anna apple?
Yes. Okay. And again, your reputable garden centers will have the correct ones. Don't buy it from the grocery store or the
Oh,
box.
No. Yeah.
Right.
Well, the one, so again, in fairness, I said I'm, you know, kind of, you know, low touch.
Yeah,
and I
that's
went to the,
fair.
I can't remember. It was the one in Tomball. I'm horrible at the names. It wasn't Nature's Way. It's the one that's
It was Arborgate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Arborgate.
Yeah, they will carry the correct ones.
Okay. Because, I mean, they were really good. I mean, they got me the two different, like, I knew nothing about pecan trees, right? Like, they gave me an A and a B. And so, hopefully, I have the right ones so they pollinate
yes.
each other.
Good. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, they were really good. It's mm-hmm. just, they'd steered me away from an apple tree. And maybe at the mm-hmm. time, this was late in the season last year, so maybe they just didn't have the
maybe.
Right ones.
Right, exactly. Well,
okay.
you know, you can
cool.
always go to the Home Show Garden Pro website and look up the locations, because Nature's Way is not too far from you, too. And
I've hit yeah. them. They actually helped me this spring.
Right.
I put a whole bunch of hibiscus, camellia, and hydrangeas out.
Great.
And
it sounds like you were on a roll.
Well, kind of. And their camellias start blooming in a little bit, right?
Yes, they will.
Isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they got all the buds, as my wife calls them, secrets. They're just waiting to pop out.
Yeah, that's fun. Well,
yeah.
thanks for your call, Mike. I hope that
cool.
we
no, thank you.
Encourage you to get planting. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 350.
1959. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Microlife, all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Thanks for listening. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursing and Water Gardens. And we have had a plethora of phone calls and lots of information from you reminding us this is second spring, guys. Mm-hmm. Time to plant.
Yep. It's time to get out there.
Yes. So we were chatting over the break, and there's a lot going on at Nelson's.
Yes, there is. First of all, Friends and Family Night is going to come up in October, which is an annual event. You've attended many times.
Yes.
And we've launched our second spring with the special. We're offering the Hamabo hibiscus, which is the hibiscus that grows that grew by our pond.
Okay.
The koi pond, mm-hmm. and it was zapped by the horrible winter we had 2 years ago, mm-hmm. but it's coming back. It's a bush now, but next year it'll probably be a tree again.
Really?
And we have it on sale for $10, $9.99. So if anybody loved that tree and wanted that tree because of the yellow blot, it just is a beautiful tree, we've got it.
That's
and
awesome.
I grew it myself from seed. Yes.
Anita, that is exciting.
I did. I collected seeds from the tree, germinated them, and grew all those plants myself.
Well, that is very special. Mm-hmm. And then Friends and Family Night, that's late October 28th.
Yeah, 28th. Wear your costume.
It's a Friday.
Live music, food,
or Saturday.
Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, it's on my calendar. Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
And I wanted to ask if I could give a shout out to my cousins who are listening, Laura and Michelle, and then my friend Virginia. They all live up north, Maryland, Connecticut, and New York.
Wow.
So they might have learned a few things from the show.
Yes,
even though we're Southerners.
That our season, our planting season is a little different from theirs.
Way different. They're getting ready. Well, my cousin Laura still has hummingbirds at her house. She's been sending me pictures.
Yay.
Yes.
Well, we've got hummingbirds still.
Oh, we got tons of hummingbirds.
Yes. I've heard that you have got swarms of them.
Swarms, yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, my neighbor called me. She said, I only have three hummingbirds. They're all over at your house.
You're hogging the hummingbirds.
Yes.
Oh, how many feeders do you have?
Six.
Oh, that's why you're hogging the hummingbirds.
That's right. But I actually took down the four of them. I just have two now, mm-hmm. and they're draining them in one day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, now, do you have any, you've got plants around that are also attracting them?
Yes. I have the Campsis, the trumpet vine, which, you know, it blooms in the spring, and then it blooms again in the fall. And I think it does for the hummingbirds. Because that's when, the hummingbirds.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have all the pollinating plants, and the hummers love all that.
Right.
So, yeah, that's my tip to people of hummingbirds. Always have flowers in your yard, so when the scouts come, they'll know your yard is the yard to come to.
Yes, they get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I would hate to be your neighbor to compete with you to get some hummingbirds. That is so funny. You have all the hummingbirds.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love that about the hibiscus. What's the name of this one? What's the
Hamabo, H-A-M-A-B-O. It's from Hawaii.
Great.
Yes.
And you have them now.
We have them now. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Anything else fun that we've got out there that's new?
Like all of our Home Show Garden Pros, we've got the snapdragons in.
Oh, okay.
Pansies are coming soon, and the vegetables.
Okay.
And I think we still have some fennel out there, Michael, if you want to come get some from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we will return after this. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Get the best defense against that brown patch that you've heard us talking about this fall. Grab a bag of the brown patch to feed your lawn and prevent those bad fungus from coming up. MicroLife Brown Patch 513 is all organic fertilizer. It is not going to burn your lawn. It contains disease-fighting bacteria and fungi. It only has the good guys in it. It adds billions of beneficial microbes to your lawn. Your lawn and landscaping are hungry from fighting off all of that summer heat stress. So let's feed. Let's feed with MicroLife Organic Fertilizer. Add MicroLife Liquids. You've heard us talking about that MicroLife seaweed that we love. Mix with water and spray it on your lawn and your plants. Or MicroLife MicroGrow. Deliver the highest nutritional value possible. It will never burn your lawn or your plants. It is safe and organic to use around pets, children, and you. For healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. Find your neighborhood location at microlifefertilizer.com.
Top of the morning to you, everybody. This is Anita and Sandy, and we're here to talk gardening. Or actually, it's almost time to end the show, isn't it?
I know. It's almost going to be time for Tom Tynan. And remember, you can call him at the same number, the
281-833-3333. So easy to remember.
It really is. So we do all the outdoors, the gardening, and the, well, indoor too, indoor plants. We didn't really talk much about those today. But you had your little shout out to your northern relatives.
She sent me a flower. She sent me a picture of her hibiscus
just
now.
Oh, how fun.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That was very sweet. And a lot going on at the nursery.
Yes.
And, you know, you mentioned that snapdragons are in, and we're going to start getting even more fall flowers.
Yeah, we have dianthus as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
a, is that good for the butterflies or bees?
Both.
Okay.
Both, yeah.
That's
great.
And
bees love snapdragons. You know, they have to push their way into it.
Yeah.
Into that flower.
They have to work a little. That's okay. But it's good. Those pollinators are so important.
Yes.
I know in the Lazy Gardener newsletter, they talked a lot about pollinators and that it seems like our children at school, that's a word that they know. They understand that pollinators, it's sort of the cycle of life, you know, that we need to feed all of our pollinators so that they can help our plants grow.
The teachers have done a very good job
on that.
With that.
Yeah.
Yes, they really have.
So that's exciting. And then water gardens. If you are even contemplating, go and visit Nelson's.
Or
and,
a fountain or water or, feature,
and
like
ha-
you have.
We have one here at the office and one at home. And I love them. They are just, they're no maintenance.
No, and they're a good water bowl for your dogs.
Yes.
Do your dogs drink out of yours?
They, the little guy, Teddy Bear, licks on the side of it. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, could you get some of that, you know, clean that up over there? That would be good. When you talked about the glub-glub earlier of the soil stimulators and the soil fertilizers. Well, for my fountain, I also have the blue bottle.
The blue bottle,
I'm not sure what it is, but it helps keep your fountain clean. And I do it about once a month.
Yeah.
And I put literally a glub-glub in the top, and that is the only maintenance for my fountain.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful.
You know, mine is flat. It's a flat stone with a hole in it drilled into it.
Oh, yeah. Lower.
It's real. Yeah, it's low. And so my dogs stand on top of it and drink out of it.
Well, and your dogs are huge.
Yes. And then birds come and they bathe on top of it. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah. Ours will sit on the edge.
On the edge.
On the edge of it. Yeah. Ours are tall. So fountains and ponds. And, you know, if you're not quite sure what you want to add to your backyard, Nelson's is a great place to just go and wander and sit and you'll get ideas. And everybody there is so helpful. Just like at all of the Home Show Garden Pros, Plants for All Seasons up north on 249, Enchanted Forest, which is south in Richmond-Rosenberg area, and we've talked a lot about Nature's Way today, Resources and Garden Center up north on 45. But today, Anita's been here with us, giving us all sorts of great tips and hints of what to do in our gardens, and she is representing Nelson's. And we just love working with you guys. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.